What's up, everybody? You're now tuned into the Don't Click Comments podcast, where we talk about bullying and provide tips, teaching, testimonies to encourage the bully and the bully. And today, we're going to talk about something that comes from a very funny skit, and I want you guys to check it out, but it deals with a topic that we're going to talk about after the skit. Tune in. Let's listen.
Honey, you know you can talk to me. The girls at school were so mean to me today.
What?
Well, how is that? I mean, you're the most popular girl in school.
I know, they all think I'm amazing.
Well, so what happened?
Well, first off, I told Betsy Green that she had a really manly face, and she got mad at me. She said that I was rude.
What? No, that wasn't rude.
Yeah, and then somebody walked by and said that Betsy's hair looked really good. And I was like, her? And she started crying just because I was asking a clarifying question.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. You know what? You were just trying to tell the truth.
Exactly.
Betsy's gross.
Yeah. I wanted her to know, you know? And then her little friend Janice came up and she was like, please stop, you're hurting her feelings, like I was doing something wrong or something.
Oh, she did not do that to my baby.
She did. And I saw that they were upset, so I tried to make them laugh, and I said, shut up, fat nerds, and they both started crying. Yeah, I would have felt bad if it wasn't all their fault, you know?
Well, it was. I mean, they brought it on themselves.
Yeah. And so, you know, I tried to make them feel better, so I went up to them, and I used a really soft voice while they were crying, and I said, you'll never amount to anything. You know? Because I wanted them to be prepared for life.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course I know. I told that to all of the ugly, nerdy kids in my high school. And a lot of them, they went on to become wildly successful computer programmers just to make me look bad. I just think that some people, you know, they need to accept that we're right and they're losers.
Yes. Oh, and then.
What?
Sorry. That's my bad, Mom. I'm a slob.
Oh, it's okay, baby.
Sorry. But then, yeah, Janice was like, she put on this really brave face and she said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And she hit my backhand with her face.
Oh, my baby.
I know. My hand really hurt.
You know what? It's just like that Harry Potter book where everybody's picking on Voldemort. I mean, it's really just because he's immortal and amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Janice has a Harry Potter sticker on her backpack, and I was like, bigot much? And she hit my foot with her teeth.
Oh!
Yeah.
Janice has some nerve.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened next.
Mrs. Sullivan yelled at me.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Janice was the one throwing her teeth in front of your foot like that.
Yeah, exactly. So while Mrs. Sullivan was in the bathroom, I was playing with my lighter, and some of her antique family photos fell directly onto the flame.
You know what? Those things, they happen.
Yeah. And then she sent me to the principal's office.
No.
Well, it was an accident.
Well, honey, let's put that down. What is it, sweetheart?
Fred Johnson claims I ruined his life today just because I fired him.
Oh.
I mean, I tried to be nice about it. I even did it in front of his wife and kids.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, and Mr. Eggleman, the old man from accounting, I pantsed him at the board meeting today, and he didn't like it.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry.
I know, he was being unreasonable. I mean, he was practically begging me to do it. His pants were right there.
Well, you know, honey, if it makes you feel any better, I threw an egg at a cop's face today, and he arrested me. I mean, I think that that's discrimination against people with great aim and a deep hatred for cops.
Yeah.
Why does everyone insist on picking on this family?
Hey, neighbors, I found all these marbles out on your front walkway. I picked them up for you.
We like to keep it hazardous so that we can watch people fall and break their bones and things. Stop doing that, Peterson!
Sorry, I just thought...
You're a nobody, Peterson!
Yeah, get that through your thick skull, Peterson!
I'll go put these back.
Okay.
Huh.
What's the matter, dear?
Just Peterson's face. He looked so sad. It made me feel something. What do you mean? It made me feel bad inside, like almost like guilt. No, I'm hungry.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Let's go demoralize the nerds at Pizza Palace.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Studio C. Thanks for watching this vid. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to see more, click right here or subscribe right here. So, pretty easy. And watch our show on BYU TV every Monday night at 8 o'clock. Thanks, guys.
Hope you guys enjoyed this funny skit, but at the same time, did you understand the points that we're trying to convey about this skit, where parents have the power to recognize and address. Parents have the power to recognize, then address. We must recognize as parents, body language, body language. Does your child have mean body language? Do they roll their eyes? Do they breathe a certain type of way? Do they roll their head, snap their fingers? Do they point? These are certain signs that we want to recognize in our children and also recognize in ourselves, because they may get it from us that makes come off sarcastic, mean, and actually bullying. Recognize when someone is speaking or someone is saying something that your child or yourself is not blowing or rolling their eyes or tapping their feet or pointing at someone. All these body language signs is an indication of bullying, and it builds. And a lot of people and a lot of children let it go by, but at the same time, in the inside, it bothers them. And your child or you can be in a friendship or a relationship with someone who just may can't stand your guts. And it's because of the body language that we have. Is our body language supporting? Is it compassionate? Is it caring? Is it uplifting? Is it at a place where the friend is glad to see you, or they're nervous about saying certain things around you and they question your friendship because of your body language? Is your body language positive or negative? Is your child body language positive or negative? The next one, of course, is the easy one, the words. We as parents, we must recognize and address our children's words. Don't let them get past anything. If you give them an inch, they'll take a yard. No smart talk, no sarcasm, no subliminal messages. Nothing mean should be shared in the household. And if you hear your child being mean towards a friend, address it. Recognize it and address it. They say something smart to their siblings, to you, to whoever. Recognize it and address it, because the minute they get away with certain words, being sarcastic, being smart, being subliminal, innuendos, it starts to become their personality, and we don't want our child to be the child that no one wants to hang around because of their words. So recognize it and address it. Last but not least, of course, is touch. Touch, very important, because we have to keep our hands to ourselves. And sometimes children, when they're saying things like, you're crazy, shut up, and they push their friend in a laughing, joking manner, but that becomes a habit, and it becomes too aggressive in a friendship. And most kids will let it go or won't think nothing of it. But at the same time, this is demonstrating an aggression towards the friend, where the child or your child may seem more aggressive, or they may seem more superior, or have more of the say-so in the conversation or in the friendship, because they're practicing a physical connection to get their point across. This is very dangerous. Some people slap people on the back, they slap them upside their head, they push them a little bit, and they're laughing at the same time, as if it has no negative influence in the friendship. But I'm telling you today that it does. So be recognizing recognize that your child may have this type of behavior and address it instantly. Hey, don't hit him. Don't put your hands on her. Hey, you can laugh and you can talk and you can joke without touching. Keep your hands to yourself. These are the things that we want to share immediately to form a habit to stop it as soon as we see it. So I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to the Don't Click Comments podcast, where again, we're talking about bullying. We're giving tips, teaching, and we love to hear your testimonies. So please feel free to share them. And today's topic, based on this funny skit that we had, encouraging the parents that they have the power to recognize and address so that your kid won't push negative body language, words, and touching in their friendships. Thank you again. Peace.